And now a moment for the not-so-special forces. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president had nothing but praise for the special forces team that got Osama bin Laden. The more we learn about the raid, the more we realize how much could have gone wrong and how gutsy those guys are. But the front lines of terrorism can be anywhere. And I have to say, when it comes to feeling more secure, just as important as the hunt for bin Laden is the unofficial security program that's been in place for about 9.5 years now, and which made the news again just last night. On an American Airlines flight from Chicago to San Francisco, a man with a Yemeni passport named Rajit Al-Murisi rushed the cockpit door and started pounding on it. What happened? The crew, of course, swung into action, but not just the crew, according to the San Francisco Airport Bureau.
With the help of several first-class passengers, was able to put him on the ground.
Yes, the first-class passengers also pounced. It turns out this guy had no terrorist ties, so I guess we call it another drill. But the point is, whatever plots bin Laden was hatching, I like to think his minions will find themselves up against a population that's ready to react. And yes, sometimes overreact, as in the case of the Muslim clerics kicked off a flight in Memphis Friday because of how they were dressed. But the number of times ordinary passengers, the not-so-special forces, carry out their mission the right way is very reassuring. Some politicians are talking about additional security measures. How about the flight attendants picking out two of the biggest and buffest on each flight and giving them free first-class upgrades? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.